Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, teach us how to pray. This request from one of Jesus' disciples is followed up by St. Luke's version of the Our Father. St. Luke's version is a bit shorter than the one recorded in St. Matthew, is the one that we use in prayer usually, but it is no less intense. It has the same outcomes. Lord, teach us to pray. So first note that for the disciple of Jesus Christ, prayer is not an option. Prayer nourishes the soul, and just as food is necessary so your body doesn't grow weak, just as food, without food, you'll grow weak, without prayer, your soul will grow weak. It's like air for the Christian lungs. Without it, we will suffocate. So prayer is not an option. And so Jesus then gives a model for all prayer. And so tonight, let us very briefly take a look at some of the petitions of this marvelous prayer. We begin with, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy be thy name. What is our highest priority? Now, that's not the same question as what should be our highest priority. What is our highest priority? What should be, of course, is God. God should be first in all things, but because of sin, we habitually get our priorities all out of whack. And so we pursue money and power and honor and pleasure above God, because those things seem so real, so tangible. But ultimately, they do not satisfy. There's never enough of any of them. They are not bad in and of themselves. They don't have to be, but they cannot be first, because they do not last. Only God lasts. Only God is eternal, and he's the only one who will satisfy the one he made, that is you and me. And if you and I are going to be effective witnesses to the gospel, which is why we're here, why we're Christians, right, in the first place, if we are to be effective witnesses, and if we want peace in our souls, that peace that we all long for, then God must be our greatest good. Not should be, he must be. Make no mistake, this requires a radical reorientation of our consciousness and of our lives. I must ask myself, is it true for me that God is my first priority in all things? If not, you and I are serving another God, because whatever or whoever occupies your top priority, that is what or who you are truly worshiping. That is your God. So pray about that. So we continue on with the petitions. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. What we are saying in these words is that it's not my personal idea of order. It's not my personal preference of what God's will should be or how I think God should act in the world, but simply God's will above my own. His will is perfect. Mine is not. And there's nothing wrong in accepting that. God's will is perfect. So we should seek to do that one. Continuing on comes an obstacle for many people in the prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or as St. Luke puts it more to the point, forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. This is the only part of the Our Father that has a condition attached. There is a condition attached to this. First, we ask, forgive us. We come before God as sinners. We start the Mass that way. And once we admit that, we are free. It's okay, we are sinners. But then we add, forgive us as we forgive. So grudges, resentments, hatreds, these things will keep us from eternal happiness. These things will keep us from heaven. We cannot enter eternal happiness and peace while hating someone. It just won't work. It's that simple. How much of our time, how much of our lives is spent holding on to some grudge that we can't change, from something that happened we cannot undo? We may feel justified, but we will never feel better. Holding on to these things is never the way. Let it go. Find peace. Peace that Jesus offers you tonight. We sometimes hold on to resentments, not forgiving others because it feels like that we are saying that the real damage, the wrong done to us, means nothing, or somehow we're saying it's okay when it's not. But that's not Christian forgiveness. Christian forgiveness is not forgive and forget, believe it or not. Christian forgiveness is not pretending that nothing ever happened. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It is a choice to move forward. As St. Augustine puts it, forgiveness is surrendering our natural desire for revenge. I'll say that again. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is letting go of our natural desire for revenge. That is to say, the moment you stop wanting to hurt someone for having hurt you, or the moment you don't want any more bad things to happen to someone because they hurt you, then you have forgiven them, period. That's really all that forgiveness requires. Now, reconciliation is different, and that's another whole homily that we do not have time for tonight. Our catechism, the Catholic Church, teaches us, quote, it is not in our power not to feel or not to forget an offense, to not feel or not or to forget an offense, but the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and purifies the memory in transforming hurt into intercession. So much more could be said about this marvelous little prayer Jesus gave us. And so I invite you, just with this taste of a meditation, to go and yourself study more and more of this most important prayer of prayers. Because this kind of humble prayer, it is the key that will affect everything else in our lives. The words we say, your attitude, your sense of peace and happiness. And so, as your spiritual father, I am telling you to pray every day, throughout the day. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, do not try to find time, because you won't. You won't find time. You must make time, just as we do for all the important things or things we consider important in our lives. One word, golf. Another word, football. Fill in the blank. We make time for these things. But God must be far above golf. We need to pray. To pray for the wisdom and love to accept the will of God, to know what that will is, and for the courage to do it. So remember, prayer is like air for your lungs. And in order for it to work, you have to breathe. You have to do it. Make time for God. Put God first in all things, above all things, even above yourself. And you will discover the true, deepest longing of your soul. You will find peace. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.